from Radio Sausalito in beautiful Sausalito, California. I'm Mitchell Field, and you are on the field trip. Welcome to The Field Trip, a few minutes of conversation each week with some of the most interesting people in the Bay Area and Marin County. I talk with actors, writers, artists, directors, musicians, some of the people who make the Bay Area a fun and fabulous place to live. So let's get right to it. Have you ever been to the mountain play on Mount Tamalpais or to the Ross Valley Players and wondered who it was that built those fantastic sets? Well, it was my guest on today's field trip, Mr. Ian Swift. Last year, Ian celebrated his 20th year as the foreman of the set construction team for the Mountain Play, where he also provides daytime security detail. We'll talk about that too. At the Ross Valley Players in Marin, Ian is the technical supervisor, working with the set designer and overseeing the set construction for each of their shows. In addition, Ian is a well-known Bay Area fine actor, performing roles with many local theater companies, including the Lorraine Hansberry Company and the Marin Shakespeare Company. One of his signature roles is Herr Schultz in the musical Cabaret, and he was recently seen on stage as Lieutenant Monaghan in Detective Story. Please welcome to the field trip, Ian Swift. Ian, welcome.
Well, thank you.
Tell me, how did you get involved with the Mountain Play and doing the set?
Well, one came before the other. In other words, I started off as an actor, and I was one of these people who, living in Marin County, never got to see a mountain play, and finally did in 1990, saw Anything Goes and fell in love with the production and the whole concept and the whole spectacle. And the following year, they were doing Wizard of Oz, so I thought, what the hey, I will audition, which I did, and I got the job of the role of the wizard, Professor Marvel slash wizard. And that began my love affair with the mountain play. Following year, we did Oklahoma, and I also was in that production. When the show closed, Oklahoma, I asked if I could be on the crew to take the set down, and I was hired because they needed extra hands. And that's pretty much how it began. And I got to know the set designer, Ken Rollin, who's a legend unto himself here in Marin County, and was invited back in 1993 when the Mountain Play staged The Music Man, and I was asked to come back as a carpenter's helper, really. And so that's sort of how it all began, Mitchell.
Well, tell me a bit about your background, Ian. Where were you born and raised, and what got you interested in theater in the first place?
Well, I was born and raised in New York City, and then after a six-year hiatus in Europe, in France and Germany, just after the war, returned to the States with my mother, father, and family, and went to a private boarding school in Connecticut, and when I was about 10. And it was there that I discovered theater, thanks to a wonderful drama instructor at the school. That's how I started and sort of fell in love with the theater when I was 10, 11 years old.
Well, let me ask you this. What exactly does a foreman of set construction team on Mount Tam do?
Well, he's sort of the second in command. I've worked with set designer Ken Rollin for many years, and I owe much to him for learning how to run a crew. And that's essentially what a foreman does. I'm responsible for people showing up on time. I have a strategy set out week to week, especially in the mountain play, because these are extraordinary builds. These are sets that take 5-6 weeks to build. They're huge. I would say they are as close to what you would build for a movie set. So there's a lot going on, and I designate the work projects each day to the various carpenters, and I also am in charge of the materials, which I either order or pick up myself. And then I do payroll. I just sort of keep the ball rolling week to week.
And then your other job is the daytime security there. Tell me about that.
Well, that's a wonderful, wonderful gig. In 1992, which was my second year with the Mountain Play, and when we were doing Oklahoma, during the run of Oklahoma, I found myself unemployed. I was a bartender at the time. So I went to the godmother of the modern mountain play, Marilyn Smith, and I asked her if there was any work that I could do. And she said, well, we need somebody to be there 6 days a week, mid-morning to early evening, to be on the set, be the security person, whatever the title is. And at first I thought, oh my gosh, do I really want to do this, be isolated up there for 9-10 hours a day? And it turned out to be an absolutely wonderful, wonderful experience. Essentially, I'm there 8-9 hours a day, come rain or come shine. I'm there when there is no performance, obviously, and we don't perform during the week, so I'm up there during the week. There's also a person who relieves me, and he spends the night there. So there's somebody there 24 hours a day, and it's necessary because the mountain play is built on public land. It's state park property. There's a lot of money involved up there, naturally. We have a very sophisticated sound system with a lot of cables running hither and yon. It's an expensive set.
What does it cost to put the mountain play on, Ian?
Production requirements. I would say it's upwards of, boy, these days, it's probably upwards of $50,000, $60,000. And that's just materials and labor.
And you and I worked on My Fair Lady up there together.
That's right.
And that was a wonderful, beautiful set. Have you got any favorites, set-wise?
Well, yeah, you just mentioned one of them, My Fair Lady. I mean, just as a show, period, it's just one of my all-time favorites. I loved it when it first came out in 1956, and I've loved it ever since. I love the music. It's a wonderful story, of course. And then had the opportunity to play Colonel Pickering in this performance that we did in 2004. And that was definitely one of my favorite mountain play experience. My very first mountain play, which was The Wizard of Oz, would probably be also up there as well. And so, you know, it's a wonderful part, it's a wonderful character, and it's a wonderful play. I mean, it speaks to everybody.
If you're just joining us, my guest today on the field trip is theater set builder and actor Ian Swift. Ian, like I said, I'm a hiker. I go up to Mount Tam and I walk around that bowl after the show's finished, and I never find one nut, bolt, screw, piece of wood, nothing left. What happens after the show finishes?
Well, that's a good question, Mitchell. It's really a challenge. I'm also the person in charge of the strike, which is the takedown, the teardown. The vernacular term is strike in the theater world. And that usually lasts anywhere, depending on the play, of course, but on average it lasts about 10 days. It's a huge job. And we have this agreement with the state park that we leave this place as pristine as we found it, which means every board, nail, bolt is picked up and removed from the premises. We have storage, thanks to the Marin Water District. They provide us some area up near the old Air Force Base. And then after everything is done, I'm the last person up there. I literally have a magnetic, it's a tool that it's a magnet on wheels, the sweeper, and I literally sweep the grounds,
wow,
the stage area, and collect all these bits and pieces of screws and metal and whatnot, rake everything, get literally on my hands and knees and pick up every little splinter of wood and paper and whatnot and leave it as pristine as possible.
That's fantastic, because like you say, it is the state park.
Yeah.
Tell me, Ian, what are you building right now?
Well, right now, I'm working at Ross Valley Players, which, as you mentioned, is one of my theaters that I'm a resident set constructor. I'm the tech supervisor there as well.
Tell me about a few of your actual favorite roles on stage. I mean, I know that as Herr Schultz, you're absolutely fantastic in Cabaret, and you were great as the detective in Detective Story, the lieutenant, excuse me.
Yeah, Cabaret, it's a wonderful musical. It tells a wonderful story, and it's ageless. And I would play Herr Schultz again in a heartbeat if I had the opportunity. Boy, looking back on my long and quote-unquote illustrious career as a thespian, besides the roles that I mentioned up on the mountain, I recall, this was just 2 years ago, a production of Hamlet. It was the second time I played Polonius. And Polonius is somebody that I just totally love to play. It's very rewarding because I just seem to... There's certain roles as an actor that you just feel just totally comfortable with. It's like a good shoe or a pair of gloves. and that's certainly what Polonius was for me. I was involved in two productions of Hamlet, one at the College of Marin and one at Shakespeare Stinson about 12 years ago, 12, 15 years ago. And then I've also been involved with two productions of Taming of the Shrew, playing Gremio, the lecherous old man who's chasing Bianca on the stage. And we did a production of that at the College of Marin in, I think it was 1992, and Jim Dunn directed, and it was a kind of 50s setting with Volare as the big song and so forth. And then we did Jim's Western version of Taming of the Shrew at Marin Shakespeare sometime in the 2000s, and I repeated the same role, Gremio. It's not that the part itself is one of my favorites, but I think the whole experience of being in Taming of the Shrew in these two adaptations is what made it memorable for me.
Didn't we do Two Gentlemen of Verona together?
Yes, we did.
I thought we did.
Yes, we did.
That was a great show, too.
Yeah, it was. It's one of Shakespeare's lesser-known plays, certainly. Only done, say, at Shakespeare festivals, like Cal Shakes or Oregon or Marin Shakes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Ian, thanks for taking us on a field trip, and continued success to you.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for inviting me onto your field trip.
Thanks, Ian.
Delightful.
That's Ian Swift, everyone. Well, thanks for joining me today on the field trip. I welcome your views and comments on the show, as well as your suggestions for future guests. My email address is mitchellfield@radiosausalito.org. The theme music you hear behind me is the tune Superjet, with the fabulous Marin sax man Noel Jukes up front. It's from the recording The Noel Jukes Quartet, featuring Matt Clark. Please remember that the field trip can be heard Wednesdays at the top of every hour at 1610 on your AM radio dial in Southern Marin, countywide on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. on Comcast Cable Channel 26, on your computer at radiosausalito.org, or 24 hours a day as a free podcast from the iTunes Store. If you liked today's show, please tell your friends. If you didn't, well, please tell your enemies. So till next time, this is Mitchell Field saying goodbye, good luck, and see you next week.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.